to the Bucket List Radio Show, featuring the first family of travel, the batter shells of Anita's Travel, Anita, Brandon, and Adam. They're not only dedicating their lives to living life large and checking off experiences from their lists, but they want to help you do that as well by giving you bucket list ideas through fascinating and compelling interviews with ordinary folks doing extraordinary things, and of course, giving away bucket list experiences. So join them as proud bucket heads living the dream. And now, the Bucket List Radio Show.
And welcome in to the Bucket List Radio Show with the first family of travel here on Star 107.7. And we are excited because we have another show where we're actually going to be giving something away. We've been doing a lot of winter shows, interviewing people of their awesome bucket list checkoffs that they've done, because we've sent them to do a few different things, going on trips. I just love it. I love hearing from people after they come back, because even as a travel agent, I like hearing when people come back and tell me about their trips and everything. But I love it when we actually give something away and hear from them about. You not even have to pay for it. Absolutely.
Exactly.
Love
it. It comes full circle, and that's always nice. And then on today's show, we are featuring, like Brandon said, it's the start. We're kicking off our first show of a three-part series, and this is more of an experience. So this is something that you're going to do. You're going to use all your senses, and you're going to be able to go in there and then be able to travel with it as well in the experience. So
exactly.
It's kind of a two-fold type ordeal here.
Yeah, Mom. So do you want to tell our listeners what they're going to be registering for?
Absolutely, because actually, this is a little different than what we've done before. This is a third time alumni of the Bucket List Radio Show that they're working with us, and that is Easy Divers in Memphis. And one lucky buckethead is going to win the ultimate bucket list experience, and that is to get their scuba diving classroom experience in the pool. It's not going to include your open water dive, so in order to get that final certification, you're going to have to do that open water dive. But the expensive part and the training part, all of that is being provided by Sarah Lynn Turner of Easy Divers in Memphis. But the reason I say it's a little bit different is because they have an amazing program that Sarah Lynn's going to be talking about, and it's called Try Diving. And that's where they put you in the pool. It's relatively inexpensive. It's about $40, $45, I think, per person.
And
they
children as young as 10 can participate, I do believe, is the minimum age that you have to require.
That's
so,
exactly right.
I mean,
and so this wonderful program, Try Dive, puts you in the pool for an evening and lets you become familiar with the regulators and how you feel underwater and what have you. And she's actually going to give away four of those experiences, not just one, not two, three, but four of those experiences in addition to the ultimate bucket list experience.
Yeah, so next week we're actually going to be drawing right after the show, for those winners, and then we're going to have our third show after 2 weeks, and we're going to do our grand prize, and that's actually going to be getting your certification, because the other try divings are not certification. They're just in the pool, 90-degree pool, by the way, so that you can actually learn how to, like Mom said, use your regulator, be familiar with the equipment, learn how to breathe out of your mouth. I think that's the most difficult part of scuba diving, period, is learning how to breathe through your mouth and not your nose.
Well, actually, I'm not sure that was a difficult part for me, Brandon. Maybe that says a little bit about me not being able to keep my mouth closed. I don't know. Just saying. But anyways.
Exactly.
Exactly. Wait a minute. I'm allowed to talk about it. Not you guys. No, I'm just joking.
I'm just playing.
But anyways, having said that, you're going to hear in the interview, and I have to kind of tell on myself a little bit, because when Sarah Lynn and I were talking about this, we know that we have three Sundays, and we have, so we were thinking, okay, we'll give away two of these easy dive classes or try dive classes the first Sunday, the second Sunday, and then the final. But what we didn't realize is we're kicking it off today. That post is up right now, folks, if you want to go get registered. And so there's no one to draw at the end of this show. That's why we're going to do four of them next week. So we're going to have a drawing for four of those try dives next Sunday. And then, of course, the third Sunday will be our grand prize winner.
Exactly. And just first, everyone's familiar with PADI scuba diving, PADI certification. And just to give you a little quick facts about PADI, that internationally, worldwide, that they average 25 million diving certificates per year, annually.
Can you believe
that? So
that's
25 million people learning how to experience skydiving. And roughly 37% of the entire PADI organization is made up of women.
Well, there you go.
So that is something that, you know, it goes across all boundaries. You know, we talked about the age, but it is something that even, you know, young people can do, and then even people that may have a handicap or disability that have trouble moving around, they can get in the ocean, and that exercises their body. It's an amazing thing to do.
Yeah, just getting out, experiencing life, doing those things. But another little quick tip. You know, because Patty's a certification, it's all over the world. You can go to different resorts, you know, do them there, do open water dives. But also scuba itself, you know, we're all familiar with it. We've grown up with it. But actually, scuba is an acronym. It actually means something.
Uh-huh.
So scuba is actually an acronym for self-contained underwater breathing apparatus. Yeah, I don't use that word very much, apparatus.
Uh-huh.
But it is a self-contained, and it's underwater, and you're breathing. Yeah. With the apparatus.
Around her head.
Scuba.
I love it. Well, you know, I've been certified for quite some time, and I love it. It's kind of like the Little Mermaid. Under the sea. And somebody's going under the sea, because we're going to be giving away the ultimate, which is all the classroom instruction. And Sarah Lynn's going to be explaining that a little bit more in the interview, exactly what that details. But right now, we need to go to a quick commercial break. And when we come back, we're going to be talking with Sarah Lynn Turner of Easy Divers. And you've been listening to the Bucket List Radio Show with the First Fame of Travel right here on Star 107.7.
Sandals, the perfect five-star romantic getaway. Indulge in a world of heavenly togetherness where endless beaches, plush accommodations, intimate restaurants, and exotic gardens are the perfect interludes for exceptional privacy and romance. Call the First Family of Travel from the Bucket List Radio Show, Anita's Travel, to get a no-obligation quote. All their agents are sandal certified, as they specialize in honeymoon anniversary trips. Anita's Travel has been in business since 1984 and is located on the corner of Forest and Hollywood. Or you can find them on Facebook, Anita's Travel of Jackson. Delta Vacations is one of the few companies that will allow you to lock in your air and resort for one low per person deposit, with final payment not due until 30 days prior to travel. Call the First Family of Travel from the Bucket List Radio Show, Anita's Travel, to get full details. As a top producing travel agency for Delta Vacations, they can not only give you a no obligation quote, but will give you first hand and personalized service you can't get on the internet. Find them on Facebook, Anita's Travel of Jackson, or private message them on the Bucket List Radio Show Facebook page, and you get to keep your business local.
Welcome back to the Bucket List Radio Show with the First Family of Travel on Star 107.7. If you're just now joining us, we are doing our scuba. We're kicking it off. We are giving away the ultimate scuba package.
Yeah, and we're going to go to our Facebook page right now. Like, comment, and share. And because, you know, like I said earlier before the break, we're going to be giving away a few of these try dives this weekend. So 2 weeks from now, we're going to be driving for the grand prize of getting your certification. But you definitely want to sign up now, because if you wait till next week, you won't have a chance to win those try dives. But right now, we're going to go to an interview with Sarah Lynn Turner, who is the owner and operator of Easy Divers in Memphis, which I love, because we are landlocked, so we actually have a place with someone who is so enthused about scuba diving and want to teach others. But let's get into this interview with Sarah Lynn Turner and hear how she got into scuba diving.
And good morning, Sarah Lynn, and welcome back to the Bucket List Radio Show.
Hi, I'm absolutely excited to be talking about my favorite sport and hobby, diving, with you one more time.
I know. And you know what? This is so interesting, because we're going into our fourth season of the Bucket List Radio Show and giving away bucket list experiences. But we are putting a brand new twist on it, thanks to Sarah Lynn and Easy Divers over in Memphis. Do you want to tell them a little bit about what we're doing that's so different than what we've done before?
Well, I'm very excited, because when I speak with people about diving, there seems to be a lot of excitement and interest, but getting people to take that very first step is kind of a giant step. Our try diving activity might be just perfect for some of your Bucket List Radio listeners.
Mm-hmm.
It is an opportunity to come and get in our 90-degree heated, warm saltwater pool with all the scuba gear and one of our PADI staff instructors, and try diving for yourself. Now, it's not a certification course, but it is an opportunity to get in and see what all the hype is about and see for yourself how much fun it is.
Right.
Then to entice people even further, after we give away our 2 weeks of try diving experiences for a listener and a buddy, we're going to up the ante, and on our last week of Bucket List Radio, we're going to give away an open water certification class for one lucky listener.
Right. And for folks who are going, what are y'all saying, Anita? You know, the way we normally do this show is we have a three-part series for the vendor to talk about the experience. People have 2 full weeks on Facebook to go to the Bucket List Radio Show's Facebook page and register. And what Sarah Lynn is willing to do, and I'm so excited about this, you can probably tell in my voice, but week one, there's going to be a winner drawn, and it's going to be for 2 people for that tri-dive class. So you can actually go over to Memphis, get in that 90-degree swimming pool, saltwater pool, and, you know, put on the mask and the regulators with a PADI-certified instructor and, you know, play around in the pool and see if this is something you might want to do. Oh, but it doesn't stop there. Week two, people are still registering, right? And we're going to draw for the second try dive for 2 people, okay? And then on the 3rd week, which is normally the week that we draw for the winner, hey, we are going to have a winner, but that lucky bucket head, one person, is going to win the full open water instructions. Now, you won't have your certification until you do your open water dives. But, you know, there's 2 parts to getting certified here for scuba diving, and that's your actual classroom work that you have to do, and then, of course, your open water dives. So that one lucky bucket head on week 3 is going to get all those instructions from what I consider the premier dive place in all of West Tennessee, and that is Easy Divers there in Memphis, Tennessee, and you get to go with Sarah Lynn. So we're so excited. This is going to be completely different than anything we've done before. Actually, 5 people are going to be impacted by this wonderful bucket list experience. Thank you, Sarah Lynn. Thank you for that opportunity.
Well, I'm excited, and you know, diving is all about fun and excitement. So we always want to come up with something that'll grab people's attention and tempt them into a sport and hobby that's actually life-changing
right.
In terms of fun, adventure, travel, friendship. There's just so many aspects of people's lives that can change when they become a scuba diver.
And impacted. And speaking of life-changing, it clearly changed your life. You know, I know this is your 3rd show with us, and we kind of talk about this, but for the folks that might just be tuning in or have just recently found the show on the radio, let's tell them a little bit about your journey to Easy Diver, because it's such a fun, interesting one.
It's a rather unlikely journey, because I was studying at what was then still called Memphis State, is for my international business degree, and I had to take PE credits. And on a whim, I thought, scuba, I guess I'll go. And guess what? I was the worst one in the class. It wasn't easy. It wasn't fun. It wasn't comfortable. And I thought, well, maybe if I keep taking some more classes, I'll get through that. And I certainly did. By the time I graduated, I was so busy doing dive travel and having fun and working towards my instructor that I ended up not following my original career path and going into business right out of college. And I'm proud to say that the years are marching on. We had our 35-year anniversary of being in business on June 1st last year. And
congratulations.
I'm just proud that we're landlocked.
Yeah.
There's no ocean nearby, and yet we can share this love and this joy and this enthusiasm enough to create a business and make a business and sustain a business.
You got it. But you also have kind of an interesting, and I love this story, interesting when you first started out, where you initially started giving scuba diving lessons.
Well, that's so, my whole start of my business was so happenstance. My first pool that I used was actually the pool in the basement of the Peabody Hotel.
I mean, go figure.
So every afternoon, I went trucking through that beautiful old-fashioned lobby with scuba tanks and weights and gear, and went trucking past to go downstairs and use the pool in the Peabody Hotel. And so that is kind of a fun little thing to look back on after all these years.
Yeah, yeah, that is true. And it's great to have that as part of your history.
Man, I love it that she got into scuba diving totally out of the blue. She only did it for a PE course, which I remember when I was going to UT Martin, you know, I was a cheerleader up there, so I'd already had my physical education credits taken care of, but they actually had scuba diving there. And I kind of regret that I didn't take those classes, even though I've done some pool diving at Lambeth years ago and have done some open water, you know, after the fact. But I guess one of the main reasons is because you have to pay a little extra for that, because you actually have to pay for the PADI certification, and it has to be, you know, a night course. But man, anybody that's listening right now who's going to be going to college or about to go to college, and you're going to have a PE credit, definitely take scuba diving. I mean, that's one of the few things that, like, if any PE credit, that you're actually going to do the rest of your life. So, but it's so amazing how back then she actually started it in the Peabody Hotel. I could just imagine with everybody all dressed up, looking at those ducks going over the fountain, and then she's just walking by with her wetsuit going down to the basement for that. But we're going to go to a quick commercial break. And when we come back, we're going to continue this interview with Sarah Lynn Turner of Easy Divers of Memphis. And we're going to find out a little bit more of where she's going to be going. So you've been listening to the Bucket List Radio Show with the First Family Travel here on Star 107.7.
Begin your Walt Disney Bucket List Dream Vacation by choosing from over 25 Disney Resort hotels, and then customize a package that lets you take advantage of all four theme parks, two water parks, and over 150 Walt Disney World restaurant and dining locations. Not sure which to pick? Call the First Family of Travel from the Bucket List Radio Show, Anita's Travel. All of their travel agents are Disney College of Knowledge graduates, and Anita sat on the Disney Advisory Board for over 3 years, so needless to say, they have a very close relationship with Mickey, Minnie, and all their friends. Find them on Facebook, Anita's Travel of Jackson. No extra charge to book with them, and you get to keep your business local.
Are you a cruiser or a wannabe cruiser? Then we have a great option for you. Hi, I'm Anita Battershell of Anita's Travel and co-host of the Bucket List Radio Show. And how would you like to get group cruise benefits without being a group? That's right. Anita's Travel specializes in group cruises, and that means that we can book you into one of our already established groups to get all the benefits without even knowing or being a part of that group. Some of those benefits include group rates, deposit of only $50 per person, up to $100 onboard credit, open bar, cocktail parties, and more. So if a Carnival cruise is in your future, you're going to want to contact us at Anita's Travel to see if we have a group that we can plug you into to get all those extra benefits. Anita's Travel is a locally owned family travel agency that's been in business since 1984, located on the corner of Forest and Hollywood. Remember, group benefits without being a group. Hope to hear from you soon.
Welcome back to the Bucket List Radio Show with the First Family of Travel, Star 107.7. Let's get into that second part of our interview with Sarah Lynn Turner of Easy Divers and Anita.
Well, Sarah Lynn, for folks who maybe have thought about scuba diving, but maybe they've been a little apprehensive, what would you say to them?
I would say take a tiny step of boldness, mm-hmm. come to a tri-diving experience. We keep our groups, our tri-diving groups are 6 people or less. Mm-hmm. It's one-on-one attention with an instructor. And here's what I think kind of sets us apart. When people come to try diving, we are not trying to recruit them and pressure them and force them into our hobby and love. We're just trying to initiate them and say, hey, if you think you might be interested in this no-pressure 90-minute activity, come and just find out for yourself. And I think it's important for people to know that if they get in and they say, you know what, not for me, out they get, we dry them off, we take a picture of them so they can remember their day, and we send them on their way. I think it's important for them to know that my job is not to take every walking person off your bucket list radio list and turn them into a scuba diver.
Well,
my job
wouldn't
is
hurt.
To give them an opportunity.
Exactly.
Just see for themselves what they think.
Well, is there an age limit to the try dive?
Well, I can take people as young as 10 years old into the try diving experience.
Awesome. So this could even be a wonderful family experience.
it's very interesting, but the last 2 years, not only do I have families, but I have children of the divers that I taught back in the early days when I was at the Peabody, and then when I moved on to Memphis State as their scuba instructor there. So now I'm having multi-generations come and dive with us, and it seems to be this year and last year both, one of the biggest areas of growth for our business has been in families.
How rewarding is that? You know, and a testament, Sarah Lynn, to you and your training and the respect that, you have earned in your community, in the diving community. So, I mean, how awesome is that? That's one of the best compliments in addition to new business.
It is, because to know that people remembered me when they were from when they were college kids getting their scuba certification at Memphis State to now for them to allow me to take their most precious children into the water and share this with them, it's absolutely joyful.
That's awesome. Well, can you share the cost of the tri-dive? Because it's not overly expensive, folks. This is something that would be even just a great date night.
It is a great date night. It's a $45 per person activity fee. And all the participants just need to have a bathing suit, a towel, a water bottle, and bring a sweatshirt.
I mean, guys, $45. You know, like I said, even if it never went beyond just going over to Memphis and getting in the pool and having a fun evening, you know, scuba diving around, how much fun would that be? But then again, you would be able to see whether or not this is maybe a soft adventure that you would like to try. I know it's easy probably for a lot of folks to sit back and think, you know, I'd do that or I would do this or, you know, but then when it really comes time to doing it, especially when it comes to soft adventure, sometimes people get a little cold feet. So I love this idea of the tri-dive.
Well, not only that, but what I'd really encourage your listeners to do is to call and talk to me personally.
Yeah.
Because occasionally people have questions and thoughts and concerns. And a good phone conversation, kind of like the interview we're having now, gives them a chance to find out a little bit more details and let them determine where if their comfort level will allow them to move forward. Mm-hmm. So that good communication, and I know everyone likes to text and do other types of social media, but in this particular case, a live conversation with myself or one of my staff members could go a long way in helping people determine if they're ready to move forward.
Gotcha. And folks, that link to her website will be on the Bucket List Radio Show post that you're going to be registering for. That post is up right now. All you have to do is like our page, then like, comment, and share that post. It's that easy, folks, to get registered for one of these three separate drawings that we're going to have the first week, the second week, and then, of course, the finale on the third week, which we're so excited about. But, Sarah Lynn, where can they find you in Memphis?
We're located inside of JW Fitness, right near the Jumping World exit, which is at I-40 in Sycamore View. So for those of you driving down I-40, it's exit number 12. We're just one block right off there. Very convenient for people who can traverse up and down I-40.
I'd like to talk just a little bit, Sarah Lynn, about what you do once you get these scuba dive certifications. You know, some people may say, well, you know, Anita, it sounds interesting. I would like to do this. Maybe it had even been on my bucket list. But like Sarah Lynn said, we're landlocked. So, you know, I may not have the ability to go to the Caribbean or to travel around the world to these different places. But I'm here to tell you, folks, you don't have to. It's wonderful when you can, but you don't have to, because, Sarah, do you want to share with them some of the scuba diving experiences that we do just even here locally?
Yes. Well, here's what's very interesting. We plan and schedule our international trips about 2 years in advance. Mm-hmm. So we generally encourage people to go to any one of the number of lakes and rock quarries, and we have them in Arkansas, Alabama, Mississippi, Kentucky, and Tennessee. Lots of places within, for us from Memphis, about three and a half hour drive.
Mm-hmm.
And we have fun at the local areas. We help people build their skill and their confidence. And then over time, people, after they've done a lot of dives in those areas, they actually will say, you know, if you have a trip and it's 2 years off, I could probably make different choices and save for that trip. But even once they do that, they come back and they're so excited about diving. They're saying, okay, well, let's go to a quarry and let's practice navigation or let's work on some specialties. areas, or let's just get out of town and go blow some bubbles and take some pictures and have some fun underwater. So really our location doesn't hinder people from having fun diving, both in local areas and international areas. And all of our trips are led by PADI instructors.
Right.
So I think one of the reasons we've been able to stay in business so long is once people are certified, we don't shush them out the door and say, see ya.
Yeah.
We say, great.
Yeah.
What would you like to do next? Here is a listing of all of our upcoming offerings. Let's pick something else. And if you go with a group leader who is a certified instructor, and we also send a dive master along as a supervisor, then you have the confidence to not have to know so much. You can go and have fun. You have someone who can give you an orientation,
exactly.
Draw you an underwater map, personally lead you on the dive if that would make you feel better about it. So I think that's where we can offer the biggest benefit to people in the long run, is that we continue to cultivate our friendships and set up activities that keep them active.
Exactly.
There's nothing worse than getting all excited, becoming a diver, and then taking your class and then stopping.
Exactly.
So my job and my goal, as well as my staff, is to keep people excited. One of the things that people have been having a ball with this year is we have been taking groups over to the Georgia Aquarium in Atlanta, we have been diving with whale sharks.
Oh, my goodness.
Talk about a bucket list experience.
It's
over the top. So there's just so many things that people can do, and there's so many ways that we work to keep them involved and engaged once they become certified, that this isn't just a hobby that you pick up one day and just forget about it. It's a hobby you pick up and becomes a natural part of your life and your planning and your vacations.
Right. Well, I'll tell you, folks, I live vicariously through Sarah Lynn and her Facebook page and all her travels. And, of course, as a certified scuba diver myself, you know, I love your life, Sarah Lynn, and all the trips that you've
taken. Well, apparently, it's compelling for me, too, because you know what? One of the comments I get when I do have those lucky phone calls with people that they'll take the time to call and let me talk to them, they say, but you sound so excited. Well,
mm-hmm.
Guess what? Even after all these years, I still absolutely love my job.
Yes.
And I have created a staff of like-minded individuals who are all really excited about diving and sharing. So, I mean, people leave uplifted after they've spent time with us. And if they do, then we've done our job the way we perceive it to be.
There you go. Well, listen, Sarah Lynn, I wish I had more time to talk about this. Unfortunately, we only have a half hour on Sunday mornings. But listen, folks, we're going to be doing two more shows featuring these scuba diving experiences. And, hey, get registered this week because the giveaways start next Sunday. That post is up right now on The Bucket List Radio Show. And Sarah Lynn and Easy Divers is giving away five opportunities here. So the first week, two people are going to be winning the Tri-Dive. The second week, we have two people winning the Tri-Dive, and then the grand finale of one person who's going to be actually doing all the instructional work for your open water dives. You'll still have to do your open water before the final certification, but you'll have all of that training under your belt, in my opinion, by one of the most premier scuba diving instructors in the world. So thank you so much, Sarah Lynn, and we'll talk to you again.
It's always a pleasure.
All right. Thanks.
Thank you, Sarah Lynn Turner, for another amazing interview, and thank you for expanding your giveaway to have some tri-diving with a few other people. I would love to see someone who wins it actually take some other people in their family. Like she said, as young as 10 years old or above can do this, and you know, go to the pool there in Memphis. Very easy to find, right off of I-40. I think that's one of the best things about it. You can even drive by I-40 and see the building. But definitely give her a call. Go to her website, Easy Divers of Memphis. Like she said, give her a call so she can talk to you about what you need and don't need and everything you need for there, and so you can get the prices. Because once you get certified, like she said, she doesn't just release you back in the wild. There you go. There's a certification. They actually have trips, and they go all over the world. But we're very lucky to be this close to the Caribbean because the Caribbean has some of the best scuba diving in the world as well.
I know. As a scuba diver, Brandon, I would love nothing more than to put some of these bucket list trips together that include scuba diving. You know, we've been putting those trips together that are up on that website as well. But I think it would be so exciting to put together a scuba diving bucket list experience. But somebody is going to get that certification. That post is up right now on the Bucket List Radio Show. And please register this week. Don't wait till the second week, as Brandon alluded to, because somebody, four people are going to win the try dive, which is putting you in the pool to see how you feel about it. And then on the last third Sunday, after 2 weeks of registration, one lucky buckethead is going to win the educational aspect in the pool with Sarah Lynn. And then to get your final certification, all you're going to need is those open water dives. What a great opportunity, folks. So go register, like our page, like, comment, and share. Just that easy, and somebody's going to win. Thank you for listening this week and every week to the Bucket List Radio Show with the First Family of Travel right here on Star 107.7.